Welcome, 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 and welcome to the New Artist Recording Hub. I'm your host, DotWho.com. And in this episode, wait up, sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And in this episode, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, we're going to talk about music distribution. Okay, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and we'll be right back. Since the millennium, the new way of listening to music has emerged, and it's been triumphant. It's called streaming. In other words, you don't have to go out anymore and buy vinyl, buy CDs, go to a record store. You just go to your computer, which might be your cell phone or your laptop or your desktop. Yeah, I said cell phone. We're a race that walks around with a computer. Some cell phones are more advanced than laptops or PCs. So you go to your computer and now you can look up and listen to your favorite songs on streaming platforms like Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Deezer, and so on and so on. I remember way back when the internet first came out to the public, when America Online was in style. The streaming platform of everybody's choice was called Napster. But Napster, apparently they were doing some shady stuff. But these days, there's tons. We're talking about over 250 or so streaming platforms. Now, you might ask yourself, how do you get there as an artist? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And the key word today is streaming platforms. Music distribution. Music distribution. So go on Google and put music distribution, and a lot of names just might appear, and all of them are gonna offer the same big names. They're gonna offer to put your music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal, or Tidal, and this is the way it's done these days. This is the way you get heard to the masses. This is the way people in China, India, Japan know who you are, through your music. No more stores. Get that out your head. Now it's streaming platforms, okay? It's all about streaming. So you got, we're going to divide this into three categories. I guess we're going to put this in free distribution, most used music distribution, and other music distribution, okay? So, free music distributions include, check out these names, remember these names, Amuse. You could go to www.amuse.io or www.amuse, or just put Amuse and it's going to pop out. It's a music distribution. It'll get you on the basic stores. I believe they have a special tier that they do charge a few dollars, but it's not that much. But they'll get you into the basic stores. They're also free, so they're free music distribution. Then you have another one called United Masters, which is free, and they have a contract with the NBA and PlayStation and have their own playlist. Yeah, because all these music distribution companies, they have like their own little perks, which are pretty cool. So Amuse has the contract with the NBA, PlayStation, so they say, and they have their own playlist placement, and it's pretty cool. Then you got, you know, Route Note. Remember these names, please write them down as I'm saying them. Route Note is a free music distribution. It also has a premium tier. And yeah, make sure you read the fine print. Yeah, I'm reading this, by the way, because I wrote a book on this. So I'm reading it from my book. And so we're going to cut from the, we just read some of the free distributions. Oh yeah, by the way, 1 RPM. 1 RPM. They're pretty good. They have music distribution, but then they also have video distribution. Video distribution. So if you're making videos, video distribution, okay? But we'll talk about that in another episode. Okay, now the most used music distributor is DistroKid. DistroKid is like the juggernaut of music distribution. They'll get you into all stores for an unlimited amount of releases. In other words, you could release as many songs during the year and you're only going to pay a flat rate of $19.99. That's what makes them so big. Other than Ludacris shouted them out when he released his album under DistroKid, and a few other big names released their albums under DistroKid. Now, DistroKid has a few cool perks. DistroKid has grown to have a community, and now they have their own playlist. They have over 20 playlists. Latin music, rock, punk. I'm talking about R&B, hip-hop, gospel. I gotta say, you don't see a lot of platforms wanting to promote gospel, but DistroKid is doing it. And nothing, you as a associate of DistroKid, you could get on these playlists probably, and you could get heard by a few thousand people or a few million people. Anyway, the least costs here is $19.99 a year. It has YouTube content ID. Yep. Every play you get or every song that's played on YouTube, you're going to get a little something. And DistroKid is pretty cool. They pay you through PayPal. So that's a plus. You know, that's a plus. And then you have the other one, the competitor of DistroKid, which is more upscale. It's called TuneCore. And TuneCore is like the BMW of music distribution. This is what people want but cannot have because of the price. TuneCore is known for their high priced distribution. For example, they'll charge $9.99 for a single, $19.99 per album, and $29.99 for some other stuff there. But anyway, they've re-evaluated what they've been doing, and now they have unlimited plans, just like DistroKid. And I believe they're cheaper. Now, the thing about TuneCore, they've taken this to a whole new level. So DistroKid gets your music on all stores. TuneCore also, but TuneCore has like more stores. And once you're with them, they'll get your music on like every single store and every other single store. But TuneCore has TuneCore Publishing. Yep, they have their own publishing service. And it has sync licensing. In other words, they'll try to put your music in plays or TV commercials, movies, and so on. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, I guess. They're cheaper than $19.99 and they're better. But their payout method is through Payoneer. Payoneer is a third-party company that sends you a card, like a little debit card. And you'll transfer your money from TuneCore into Payoneer. And Payoneer, in return, charges you $3 a month. So you got to do it quick, like really take your money out or transfer it or do whatever you got to do. But get your money because it's your money. You've earned it. It's your music, okay? And going down the list, as we look over here, we have CD Baby. Remember these names, please. CD Baby is the pioneer of music distribution for independent artists. Now they want to place your music on forever. And that's good. What I mean forever is that if you don't pay or you pay a flat rate, your music will be on all these streaming platforms forever. And that's pretty cool because you just keep on collecting and you won't have to pay that yearly rate. So like DistroKid is $19.99, but yeah, that's $19.99 every year. And if you have a record label, I believe it's like $60, $70 per year. Then if you add more artists, it's more money. So you might be paying a few hundred dollars per year, per year, per year. Now, they do have a thing called Legacy, which you could pay a little bit more and they'll have your music on forever. So this forever thing is kind of cool. And most music distributions, well, at least the top ones, they offer that. So that's pretty cool. That's a plus. Now, CD Baby, they did lower their prices and they're not charging that much. I believe it's $4 or $4.99 per single. So that's pretty cool. They do have their own publishing. Also awesome. And they're pretty good. They're pretty good at what they do. The cool thing about CD Baby, they'll get you on a lot of stores, like walk-in brick and mortar stores. So that's pretty awesome. And of course, you have the European giant called Ditto Music. Ditto Music. I gotta say, I did distribute through Ditto some time ago, my own music, and they're good at what they do. They put your music on every platform and every new platform that comes out for free. Other distribution companies just might not do that. They have also YouTube Content ID included. They also will show you when your song will be released. And it costs $19.99 per year, unlimited. And $29.99 per year for two artists. And also $69.99 for labels. Okay, their payout method, once again, is Payoneer. Yeah, Payoneer. But all these, I have to say, all of these music distribution companies that I just named, they do pay you 100% of your royalties. So that's pretty darn cool. United Masters, look that up. I'm not too sure about that. Amuse, look that up. I'm not too sure about that. Why? Because they're free. 1 hour PM, free. So you gotta check the pros and cons about that. Do your research. So you might want to go free, but then again, they might take 20 or 30% or 10%. You know, and maybe you might want to just pay $19.99 and you get 100% of your royalties. And once again, they get you on all these streaming platforms, which is pretty cool. Now, let's go to other music distribution or distributors included, like Lander Music. Lander, they're known for a lot of technical musical composition projects. In other words, producing your sound. They master music. So like if you're a part of them, they'll give you like a discount in mastering. They connect you with other artists. And I'm not talking about small time unknown artists. I'm talking about like big name Grammy nominated artists. And you could do features with them for a price. So that's pretty cool because you like got a direct hookup. And for a single is $9, an EP album $29. And they charge a 15% commission, but they have these unlimited tiers. For example, they have a label tier. It's $89, unlimited songs, up to 7 artists. And I believe if you add more than 7 artists, like they don't even charge you more. And if you don't pay at the end of the year, they still keep your music on the stores. While all these other music distributors, they'll take you down. Oh yeah, they'll take you down quick. So if you don't pay your music, don't think you're going to be on the stores. Oh, no, you're going to get taken down very, very quick. Yeah, they pay out. The payout is through PayPal. So that's pretty cool. So Lander, yep, they're pretty cool. And yeah, 1 RPM, we named them. SoundCloud. Now, SoundCloud alone, their music streaming platform, they're an app. You could download them, put your music on there. That's pretty cool. SoundCloud, Bandcamp. These are other music distributors. Like, these are direct. Bandcamp is a direct to consumer streaming platform. So if the consumer wants to listen to your music, they'll have to pay a little bit. But that's pretty cool. They got a good SEO to get you noticed on Google. So that's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Bandcamp. They're both free. SoundCloud, Bandcamp. And then you have Symphonic. Now, these are, I'm going to say, a little bit exclusive distributions, music distributors. You have Symphonic. Symphonic, till just recently, they were exclusive distribution. In other words, you would have to have great numbers to even get on them. And you don't choose them, they choose you, type of thing. And if you had a friend that was with them, maybe he could invite you. It was only by invite. Now, Symphonic, they could get you literally in big names, streaming platforms. They've distributed big names like Rose Maria, Rochi RD, which is like the biggest Latin, most known, unknown star. He's really good. I mean, this guy is big. And Symphonic has worked with a lot of big names. So they're like really good at what they do. They do have a publishing company with sync licensing. They collect all your royalties. I mean, everything. They know what they're doing. But a few days ago, they did open up their doors, and now they're letting anybody in. And they charge, I believe, like $19.99 a year also, or a little bit less. So they're trying to compete with DistroKid, and that's cool. Symphonic also has a lot of perks. They have their own playlist that you could get on. So that's kind of awesome. And they're a good one. And let's finish off the list with AWAL. AWAL. AWAL.com. They're good, but they want a piece of the pie. I really don't know much about them, so I'm not going to talk much about them, but they're definitely exclusive. It's by invite only, or if you have a friend that invites you in, you'll be in. Some artists believe that that's the best way to go because they feel they got a record deal. And yes, Symphonic, AWAL, TuneCore, they do give you upfront money. If you're making big numbers, if you're putting up big numbers, they'll pretty much add up or make some kind of mathematical equation of how many sales you're going to have by the end of the year. And they could loan you a certain amount of money up front. So that's pretty cool, I guess. I guess. But you're going to have to do your research and find out which one is for you, okay? And that's pretty much the end of the list. Now, you might ask yourself, why am I bringing up this topic? Well, the main reason is that music distribution is one of the most important topics for any independent artist out there, or for any music artist out there, period. You're not making music. What? Yeah, we're making music for the love of it, but we need to get paid for it. And you know what? Even if it's cents on a dollar, something is something. And at least with these music distribution platforms or music distribution companies, we could get in the game. Now we're competing. Now we're competing with these big name artists. And I gotta say, don't think that you're gonna make millions yet. You can make millions. Ed Sheeran, independent artist. Okay? He did very, very well. He didn't need a record deal. He didn't need a big company taking a percentage from his earnings. He did it so they could get him into places where these independent music distribution companies just couldn't get him. So, with that being said, listen to this episode 1,001 times. Don't think this is a secret. No, these companies are real. They exist. I just told you how to do it. Don't keep it a secret. If you got a friend that knows how to rap, sing, or whatever, let him know. You know, get him in the game also so he can make money. We're all in this to make money. And trust me, there's enough money for all of us to make. And don't forget, keep on listening. Stay tuned for our next episode, which is going to be a bombshell. Really cool. Just like this one. And stay tuned, okay? This is .who.com for the new Recording Artist Hub. See you next time.